Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome your Carolina Panthers.
Hey, yeah, relax. Yeah, take a deep breath.
Oh yeah, I'm hot.
If you really upset, bomb on me so I can go inside. Okay. You got me?
Yeah.
It's like loosen a tooth.
Yeah.
Okay?
No.
I won't press no charges. You can even play the whole season. No game suspension, none of that. Alright?
Yeah.
I may even give you some money. Alright? I don't want to make you laugh. Okay?
Cat scratch fever.
But nothing here, quit. Baby.
Cat scratch fever.
I can't quit now. Yeah, I keep my focus, man. I keep my focus. We're going to find out how far we can push ourselves.
I couldn't resist the Panthers season swirling in the bowl. I hope not. Maybe somebody out there can talk me off the ledge here. Yeah, obviously just a crappy-ass loss to the Seahawks. No real excuse for it. Can point to a number of things. And honestly, I am trying to remain hopeful on this season. But, you know, at 6-5 with still two games against the Saints, the Falcons, what, the Browns, who are playing better. And, of course, then the Bucs coming up this weekend on the road. You know, winning 10 games is almost out of the realm at this point. So, let's see. I got looks like I got Goose Creek out here. How's it going, GC?
Hey, I ain't jumping.
You ain't jumping?
No. I'm just looking at a better draft pick now. Wow. Gotta find your silver lining somewhere in all this.
I guess that's one.
That's about the only one.
I'm not playing the game. He's too noisy. I'm on my radio show.
Sorry, man. I get interruptions here. I mean, it's easy to point to Graham Gano and say if he doesn't miss those three kicks, then, you know, that's two games.
Yep, that's true. And if Jackson hadn't got Kurt on the corner, you know, right at the start of the last game, we wouldn't have seen all of that Corn Elder and Cap Munerlin getting burned so bad.
Yeah, that was pretty ugly, and you just kind of knew it was going to happen. You know, I try not to be armchair quarterback too much and just denigrate something because it didn't turn out, you know, and if Rivera, you know, for me, on your first drive, it's important to come away with. And again, while I don't disagree with going with 4th-and-1, and yes, you should have confidence your offense can pick that up, but again, it's just more about the timing and then the fact that it didn't work and the momentum it gave the other team. Cam Newton had one, I think he had his best half of football he's ever played in that first half. 14 for 14, 160, 137 quarterback rating, and one touchdown. Was playing phenomenal, but, you know, had some trouble on third down and certainly in the red zone again. It's obviously become a trend for the season is the red zone struggles, which is kind of weird because Panthers have been good at this in prior seasons.
Yeah, you know, it's almost sacrilegious, yeah. But on that not making that first down there, I didn't think Rivera's call was that bad. I understood it. I was fine with it. But I thought the play call by Norv Turner was sucked, you know, and he's getting all this,
yeah.
You know, accolade for doing such a good job. But I think he blew it on the call.
Well, he's kind of blowing it in the red zone altogether.
Well, you know, on something like that, I'd rather see something with some motion to the outside where Cam can run it or pass it to the outside or have a counter going the other way. You can't just run it right up into the middle of the line.
Yeah. Yeah. Sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't. But I would have rather kicked the field goal right there at 3 points. Missing it just kind of bolstered their defense. And, you know, we're only up 13-10 at the half after such a spectacular half by Cam. It just didn't bode well. And, of course, losing Jackson right out of the gate, that hurt. But, yeah, Corn Elder was getting abused. Munnerlyn was getting abused. Even Bradbury gave up some passes. So it just, Russell Wilson's a good quarterback. There's no doubt about it. But the Panthers should have won that game by 10 points. But again, he went for it, but still for him to, Gano to doink that kick at the end. But who's to say, even if he makes the kick, there's still, time on the clock, and they ended up wasting, burning down like the last 20 seconds or something. So even if we were up by 3, the Seahawks would have been down there and had probably 3 shots at the end zone. And you think we would have stopped them? No.
I don't know.
Yeah.
The last drive when they stopped and tried for the field goal and missed it, I didn't particularly like the play calls there either. It was like they were gearing down to go for the field goal rather than going to push it down the field and run out the clock and get a touchdown or at least run the clock down and get down close to the end zone.
I'm with you on that. And it seems like 2 games in a row where all that misdirection that was working so well is suddenly not really being called. And I get you kind of want to mix it up and, that if you go to the well too much on that, but we didn't really do that much with it. Again, with all the reverses and the misdirection, we did run some of it, but, again, it really wasn't that the offense wasn't working. It was, just some bad luck on 3rd down. Let's see Brandon's called in. Mr. Catastrophe, what's up, man?
Yes, is this the 2019 NFL draft show that I've called into, or
draft preview?
what position are we currently in for the draft?
All of the above.
11. Yeah.
No.
It ain't 32, I can tell you that.
Yeah. Man. It's probably not even 28, and 28 would be a miraculous turnaround at this point.
I'm glad I didn't have to watch the game.
Yeah, I kind of watched it on my phone on the way home on the road. I watched the 4th quarter. But let's see, we are currently in line for the 19th pick.
We can do better than that.
Oh, ye of little faith. We'll get in the top half of the draft now.
Yes, and now for the first time in a while, if the playoffs started today, the Panthers would be out because of.
Hey, guys, I'm going to step away just for a second. I'll be right back, okay?
Okay.
All right, man.
I'll be right back.
Sure, man. So, yeah, you know, what hurts about that, it's probably going to be the Seahawks and the Redskins, if they don't win the East, that we fight for one of those two wild card spots.
And they have the tiebreaker.
They have the tiebreaker, exactly. So right now it's the Redskins and the Vikings getting in. They're 6-4-1, so they've got that half game advantage in the loss column now. So, you know, the in 1 week, one game basically, the Panthers went from the driver's seat to the caboose. Now they got to hope somebody else falters, you know, and hopefully break their losing streak this weekend. Anybody feel good about that? Come on, GC, talk me off the ledge.
I don't know what to tell you, buddy. You know, it's, I've told you once before, and I guess it's just me, but I don't live and die by it. I enjoy watching the games, and I pull for the Panthers, and I'm a Panther fan. But if they go and lose to Tampa Bay, I will be disheartened extremely, but I'm not going to be, like you said earlier, on the ledge ready to jump off. It'll really be a shame if we lose to Jameis Winston. Old crab legs.
Hey man, I'm streaming him on fantasy this week on a couple teams. So if he's gonna light us up, at least I'm gonna get something from it. Hopefully Dante Jackson will be back. Dang.
That's what really hurt us. I don't think we'd have had near the problems if he'd have been playing.
Which is amazing to say.
I was really disappointed with
that,
you know,
on a rookie.
People wanting to see some Corn Elder more on the field. Well, they should have got their eyes full this week.
Yeah. I mean, he did make a couple decent plays. And I know he got abused badly on a couple.
Law of averages was in favor that he's going to get one or two because they were abusing the hell out of him, going at him.
Yeah. And you see we've added two cornerbacks to the roster, though. Josh Thornton they signed to the practice squad. But interesting that they promoted the Lorenzo Doss, which, remember, we liked him in the preseason.
Right.
So Doss played well in the preseason. Some people thought he might make the roster. So he's going to get a chance this weekend. How much do you want to bet he gets a jersey?
Oh, I'm thinking he's playing.
Yeah, he's playing.
All right, I'm back, guys. Sorry.
No worries. So
we promised we didn't talk about you. Right.
Nope.
I can't believe you didn't hear my wife talking about me. That's the bad part. That's why I had to mute y'all.
No, I didn't hear that one. Couldn't hear it over my dog barking. yeah, let's see. Let's talk fantasy here for a minute, man. I'm squeaking in only because the other two teams in my division are terrible. I'm like 6-6, and I'm like two games ahead.
Yeah,
you're still in first place, aren't
Marvin
you?
Jones.
You like that?
Barely, but I got the guy that's he's in second place right now. I got to play him this week. I beat him earlier this year, like 178 to like 153 or 158. Pretty high scoring game. He got a good team.
Look at you. You've already clinched a playoff spot. So, yeah, you're going to be on the bye here after this week. That's all right.
I'll lose first round, though. That's how it works. Melvin Gordon's out, too. You know that, right?
Yeah, and so I thought I was going to be the sneaky guy and get that Eckler guy, and he's, like, not available in every single league I play. And I'm like, damn, I'm already the guy. Everyone's already got him. I'm like, how the hell? Let's see. I would play big money. Ooh, yeah, the way it is right now is you and I would be a matchup if I won my first game. Oh, let the smack talk
well,
begin.
Big Money's the one that gave me my first loss of the year. He beat me that 153.62 to 153.60. So, literally, a Cam Newton step. That's how much he beat me by.
Out. Well, one more week. We'll see how it plays out. Well, I will say you missed a hell of a performance by Christian McCaffrey. The kid's just does it all. He's got glue for hands other than when he's carrying the ball. He fumbled three times, and all three we got the ball back. It was amazing. And very freaking lucky. So we could be ragging on McCaffrey right now for having fumbled the ball three times, but besides that, he really rocked it. Running the ball. Oh, he had one where he just gashed him right up the middle for 60 yards, I think. You remember that?
GC? Oh, yeah. I saw the highlights.
Oh, yeah. They would show
I got
that
him on my fantasy team, too. Yeah. He gave me 46 points this week.
I was about to say, he put up huge points. Now,
I heard you call my name, but I was zoning out while you're talking fantasy football.
I had already switched into high gear on praising McCaffrey. And I was saying that he had a play, like 60-yard run right up the middle, wasn't it? On the A gap?
Yeah, it did.
On the right guard?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he gashed him pretty good all day.
But you could really talk about those fumbles. He has let that ball go a few times, man. That is kind of worrisome.
Yeah. The most egregious was the one at the goal line where he tried to reach out but didn't cross the goal line and then lost the ball. Yeah. We gotta work on this red zone shit. But yeah, let's see. McCaffrey had a 59-yard run up the middle, then a 38-yard pass. He had a hell of a game. Of course, DJ Moore, another bright spot. Didn't quite get the stats he did 2 weeks ago, obviously, but still the kid has great hands. I just can't value that shit enough. Yeah, see, 2 for 2. I don't think he's dropped a pass that's gone his way in like 20 passes yet.
I think he's only
McCaffrey
dropped one catchable ball.
I think so, yeah. So in the first half, when Newton was 14 for 14, 159, a TD, and a 137 rating, he was 8 for 8 targeting McCaffrey, 2 for 2 on Moore, 2 for 2 on Olsen, and 1 for Wright and Samuel. Samuel didn't get enough touches in this game. He only had 2 touches. I'm sorry, I'm looking at the first half here still. Forgot to switch the stats over. Look, McCaffrey was 11 for 11 on the day. I mean, he and Cam have just dialed it in. So DJ Moore had one miss, and I think that was just a bad pass. But he still got 8 for 91 yards. I mean, DJ Moore is – did you miss the Devin Funchess? Did anybody miss him?
No, that's a good point. I mean, I think we know what the future is going to be. And I like our offense going, you know, into 2019 for sure. It's good and young.
Yeah. I think in the red zone, though, we've got to look at Olsen more. Even if we got to, you know, even split him out, isolate him somehow, I'm not sure. But, you know, Samuel only got 2 receptions, but he did have a touchdown. So, don't know. I like it. Between Jarius Wright, Samuel, and Moore, I'm okay with that. You got Olsen as your height. So.
He almost had
Samuel's
another
one
touchdown,
rush,
didn't he?
Yeah. Well, yeah, he had that one run for 25 yards, but he didn't score. Yeah.
No, I was talking about Olsen. Didn't he dropped one that he would normally catch in the end zone, remember? But then the next play, that's when McCaffrey caught that pass out of the backfield and scored.
Yeah, that was another good pass by Cam. He nailed that one pretty good, too. But, yeah, McCaffrey's just ripping Seattle, and we still found a way to lose that damn game. It's disheartening.
That's
no turnovers.
Yeah. It. Disheartening.
Oh, sorry, I had the one interception. Yeah. Go ahead.
I was just saying disheartening is a good way to explain it.
Yep.
You know they got enough talent on the squad to do better, but they haven't. And it's just
time, in my view. We can't lose but maybe one more game. Because you're going to have 11 wins, I think. Maybe 10. For us now, we're going to have 11. Because I think Seattle and Washington are staring at 11 and not 10 wins.
You think Washington is with Colt McCoy?
Oh, I did forget about that. That's a good point. I forgot about that. But who's leading this right now? Is that the Cowboys?
I'm sorry, say again.
Yeah, they're winning now.
Who's leading the East?
Yeah, it's going to be either Cowboys or Washington. They're right together.
So how did Colt McCoy play this past week? Anybody catch that?
Well, I didn't. I mean, because they played on Thanksgiving, but I know that game right there put Dallas in first place.
Yeah, they lost.
The East.
Yeah, you're right. I forgot. No wonder I didn't. Yeah, that was Thanksgiving. So, yeah, they lost to the Cowboys. So, yep, shows the Cowboys in the lead. But they're both 6-5, so.
Yeah, Dallas has more wins in their division because they played more games.
Yeah, they're 3-1 versus 2-1. Yeah.
So that's where the difference comes in. So that's what I said. One of those two will make it.
Yeah. So that's what we'd want is for the Redskins to win the division. And then so the Cowboys, we do have the tiebreaker on.
Right.
But, yeah, beyond them, it's in Seattle. And the Vikings, who were pretty much battling two of the three for two of those spots, one of those two spots. Yeah. Well, hell. Got somebody else out here. Well, it's a no talk. Okay. Well, what are you guys, what are we feeling about the Bucs going to Tampa?
We should beat them, but, there's no telling what's going to happen the way that things have been spinning.
Well, they just waxed the 49ers pretty good. 20 at home, 27-9. Maybe we'll give them a false sense of being able to beat us. Got to turn around, and Rivera, he's a December coach, right? I know what you're saying, GC, December coach. So here comes a 5-1 finish because we're going to beat the Saints in the last game because they're going to rest their starters. And that will put us into the playoffs.
Well, there you go.
See, I figured it out already.
Yep. You got a handle on it, Ted.
Shit, I talked myself off the ledge. How'd I do that?
You didn't really want to jump, did you? You were grasping at straws.
I'm a sucker. Yeah. Yep. So
I'm telling you, jump.
Three in a row.
I still don't think we're not going to beat the Browns, Jackson. There's no way.
Dude, we are ready to beat the Browns because we're so good on the road. We're gonna be.
Well, didn't we talk about that?
But you know, we got a good chance to beat the Browns because they might overlook the Panthers.
Oh, that's a good point.
Overlook us. You know, they're ranked higher than the Packers now, apparently.
We talk about this last week about Greg Williams, you know, the one Bounty Gate, and he knows Cam, and, the Browns earlier this year, they only lost by 1 point to him, and they just spanked the Falcons, I mean, because he knows how to play against all of us, all the NFC South. I don't think we're going to beat them. I really don't.
Well, they do have a pass rush. They have a defensive line.
Well, they should. They got four number one picks across the front line there, don't they? Or
yeah,
first overall picks.
And a number one corner.
Yeah. So, yeah, man, I'm sniffing we're going to win two on the road. Then we're going to probably lose the Saints at home. But then we're going to beat the Falcons at home and go win on the road in New Orleans. Boom. Punch your ticket. And then we're going to go to, let's see who we're going to play. I mean, if I'm talking shit, I might as well throw it out there, right?
To the NFL draft. That's
so,
where we're going.
Yeah. Well
you
played,
go,
well
you gonna
played.
Meet us up there, Catman?
Well, if you need to win another set for you and Jackson, and then if you win another one, then I will go. I will pay to go.
Yeah.
Deal.
There we go.
Works for me. I'm just looking at at this point, it's really disappointing. But I'm just hoping they get three more wins so we can have back-to-back winning seasons.
That's probably what's going to doom us right there. We're going to go 2-4 down the stretch. Or no, 2-3. Go 8-8.
Go 8-8. That would be a bitter disappointment.
It would, wouldn't it? Start 6-2 and finish 2-6.
Yep.
Woohoo. Yep. Or we could squeeze in, play the Cowboys in the first round, knock them out, and then go to L.A. and get trounced by the Rams.
I like our chances better against the Rams than
right
I do
now.
The Saints.
You what?
I like our chances better against the Rams than I did the Saints. I mean, we did just stop the number one offense in rushing. 75 yards. You know?
Really? Oh, yeah. The
yeah,
number
that's
one
all Seattle got
offense.
On us. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, it's a little bit deceiving, though, because they're like, well, it's easier to pass against them, so we're just going to do that.
It is.
But, I mean, no. There's some truth to that. You see, people don't really have a lot of rushes. They don't try to run against. Let me look at what the number of carries was. I think I said 28. So it's not too low. They only averaged 2.7 yards a carry. You're right.
I did hear on the radio just a little while ago that Carolina brought in some kickers today. I don't know if there's any truth to it.
Ooh.
Did y'all hear that?
No, I hadn't heard that.
Yeah, it's probably like 7:30. I was heading up to the store, and I was turning on the radio, and that's what they said. We'll see.
I don't know. That's awful.
It'd be hard to change at this point.
Yeah. I mean, I'm disappointed.
Oh, I don't want them to change.
But the dude nailed a 63-yarder to win a game earlier in the season.
I don't want them to change, but, you know, sometimes the way you get out of a funk is if you put some pressure on somebody, it's kind of like baseball.
Yeah, yeah.
Bring somebody up, and you know that when you're bringing somebody from the minor leagues to the major leagues, and somebody's having a slump, that's what you do. You know, especially you bring up that person's position, and
well,
maybe that's what we needed to do. Just get this guy out of the
good year last year because he was pressured.
Hey, you know, that's a good point, and that is a kind of Rivera move, I think. Bring in some kickers, have no real intention of signing them. Just to let it be known that, hey, I brought in some kickers, and you better get your shit together. Yeah, you're right. I mean, only missed the one kick this time, but I feel like I got to blame Rivera for this somewhat too, because of the Lions game and his decision that he didn't, and it just came across that he didn't trust him to kick the extra point. Simply because he had missed two kicks already on that day, but you just can't do that to your kicker, especially someone that's been very good for a long time. And that kind of doubt bleeds over, I think. And until Gano nails 2, 3, 4, 5 in a row, I think that's going to be lingering over him.
I don't know whether that's doubt on Gano as much as it was a doubt that his defense could stop them if they went into overtime.
Oh.
You know, that had to play into it. You're playing at Detroit, and you had a chance to win it and walk away on the road.
Yep.
So, you know, I didn't mind the call. I didn't mind going for it. I really didn't.
Well, in both cases, we didn't mind the decision, but then the play call wasn't exactly creative, unexpected, I guess, even.
But the play was good enough against Detroit. It just wasn't executed because of the pressure up in front of Cam. He couldn't throw it straight to the receiver. He had to lead him, and the receiver was sort of settling down a little bit in the opening.
That was just a bad play call altogether, because there was no reason for Jarius Wright to get open. He just improvised, and he admitted that in the post-game interview. He said, there was nobody open. But once he saw Cam and, you know, just sitting back there, he's like, well, I just improvised. So that play call was boo-boo. Not good.
Yeah.
I think there, after a two count on that, again, you're referring back to the Detroit game, right?
Right.
Two or three count, pull the ball down and run, Cam. I mean, if you give him two steps, he can jump 5 yards in the air. You know, when your game's on the line, I think it's time to go Super Cam. Right?
Yeah.
Or do that play that they did earlier in the game, you know, where they did a little play-action thing. Greg Olsen, we talked about this last week, he is always open on that play for whatever reason.
Yeah.
You know, like, man, should have done that one again.
all day long. Just get Greg Olsen to turn around and face you and just fire it up for only he can get it.
I'm amazed sometimes they don't call the same play twice. Like for the 2-point conversion, they could have went after Christian McCaffrey ran and caught a little flare pass and ran it into the corner of the end zone. They should have lined up right back up and run the same play again for the 2-point conversion because they were so confused on how to handle that play.
Yeah.
Yeah, because he was wide open.
Yeah. That's what I said. If you could have run it, gone right back to it again, I think it would have worked. Because they wouldn't have had any time to go sit down on the sideline and figure it out on the chart. But I don't think teams do that much anymore. It used to be if you had a play, even if it didn't work, if it was open and it didn't work, you go back to it.
You'd think. Oh, man. Let's see. Yeah, and it's not much of a pass rush. I think, for me, the defense wouldn't be near as bad if we could get some pressure on them. We're just not getting enough pressure. So, maybe we can do that against Tampa. Y'all got any thoughts on the Lorenzo Doss? Goose Creek, you think he's going to play?
I think David Tepper made that happen. We're going to blame
what?
All of it from now on out on David Tepper. He's had his honeymoon, and now the honeymoon's over. And what are you doing, David? You're doing more. How much have we heard that in the past about the owner stepping in and doing something?
Right, you're talking about mid-season? You talking about mid-season doing something?
No, I'm talking about all the old people talking about JR. JR needs to do this, and JR needs to do that, and all that other. Hadn't heard any of that on Tepper yet.
No, not yet. And it seems the whole Eric Reed thing has just completely died down, which I guess I'm glad.
I've thought he's done pretty good if he just keep his emotions in check, doing stupid shit.
Yeah, yeah. He did get cooked on that one touchdown, but. It was a pretty damn beautifully placed ball, so.
Yeah. The other guys are professionals, too. You're going to lose a few, but after the play is over and start getting penalties after the whistle blown is stupid.
He made a great
can't agree more.
Chris Carson play. All he had to do was beat Reed, and he was going to go for a while. I saw that in highlights.
Yeah. Yeah, I haven't had any with his play. It's his attitude after the whistle. You know, he's gotten, what, 3 or 4 unsportsmanlike since he's been there.
It sounds about like Mike Mitchell in it, the way he used to do.
Yeah.
He was Mr. Late Hit.
He would go to the echo of the whistle, one of those times, guys.
Echo of the whistle.
Yeah, he did. That's true. That's very true.
I like that. Hmm. Well, so let's see. Falcons got the Ravens at home. Oh, Saints at the Cowboys. That's right. That's the big Thursday night showdown. So be nice to see the Cowboys win that one. At this point, I care. I want them to win their division. Or, no, I don't want them. What am I saying? No, I want them to lose. Sorry.
Yeah, don't if we don't we want the Cowboys to win their division.
Yeah, we want them to lose. Well, no, we want the Redskins to win the division, so we're not competing for the wild card with them. That's my thought process. Or
I gotcha.
Yeah. So.
Well, you know, it wouldn't be out of the realm of possibility for Philadelphia to end up sliding in there and taking it. They
well,
play Philadelphia.
Back,
Philadelphia plays Washington twice and Dallas once in this last 5 weeks.
What is going on with their offense? Because Carson Wentz, he was like minus 2 points last week in fantasy, and this week he had like 10. I mean, just unheard.
They don't have a running game. They don't have a running game.
We think that would result in more passing and more points for him, but I don't think they got any receivers either. Didn't they just trade for somebody? Did they get?
Yeah, they got Tate.
The Golden Tate, yes. That's right. And I read a headline, read a little article saying that they're having trouble working him into the offense. It's like, how does that work?
Why would you trade for the guy if you couldn't figure out what you were going to do with him before he got there? You got to have a plan before you do it.
You
think? Still got Alshon Jeffrey and Zach Ertz. I mean, that's just crazy, man.
It doesn't make sense, does it? Yeah, it doesn't make sense.
My old age
but nobody's scared of their
in right now, but I'm trying to remember the name of the big running back, the big veteran running back that was running back at Oregon that punched a guy after the game at the Oregon game. And
LeGarrette
all.
Blunt.
Oh, LeGarrette Blunt?
Yeah, they let him go. I don't know why they let him
thing.
Go.
Yeah, they shouldn't have.
He was a good fit in Philadelphia.
He was a good fit with the Patriots, and, you know, he plays for the Lions now. But
right.
We could use him.
That was
obviously
we could.
With our, you know.
I don't know. Did y'all?
I mean, we saw
that,
what he did.
When he did knock that guy out. Yeah. Well, I was talking about what he did at Oregon, and that was just the most disgusting thing. I mean,
that was
not expecting that. He just cold clocked.
He totally
that was just
cold clocked that dude. Never even saw it coming. Yeah. Yeah. That's wrong.
Cost
no
him a lot of money.
Yeah, it did. But I'll tell you what, that dude's hard to stop at the 1 yard line.
That's what I said. We could have used him. Had a couple more touchdowns when we got in close.
We probably would have used him just like we used CJ Anderson.
But
you know what I mean?
Like Colbert.
I mean, we had LeGarrette Blunt on our team. You know, and they didn't even use him. And he's not, but the thing is, he's not on the team right now. So it kind of makes you wonder, like, okay, why is he not on the team right now?
Well, or why not give that ball to Alex Armagh? See what the hell he can do with it.
I love that idea.
The quick hitter.
I like
the
him.
Quick hitter. Yeah.
I wish Norv, and maybe he does. Maybe he saves it up for those last 3 weeks. Maybe he draws up a little something for Armagh where he could score. I wouldn't be mad at that.
Well,
guys,
hey, let me ask you this then, a formation question, though. So, you know, one thing I noticed there on that, on those short and ones, is Cam's still operating from the shotgun. And I'd kind of rather see him go under center. Because then you can do those quick hitters to the fullback. And,
sure,
it's
very pressures the linebackers
yeah.
to come up close to the line where they get into traffic if they pull it back and throw those little passes.
Right. Yeah, it certainly has a better chance of the play action helping too. But I don't know. I'm just curious if you know, if the shotgun approach is part of the problem. It makes it easy to zero in on Cam. But, again, you can run misdirection down there with that, too. Just key plays, getting out coached.
I know this is going to come as a shock to you guys, but I'm not an offensive coordinator in the NFL. But if it was 2-1, I'm a quarterback sneak it every time. If it's 3-1, I'm a quarterback sneak it every time. There's not going to be any surprises.
Yeah.
When you got a guy that big, there's no reason why you shouldn't be able to get a first down. But you should definitely have him up under the center. So you can, you know, fake a handoff to Armon, boom, hit that quick slant to Samuel. You know he's going to score if he touches the ball. He's proved that.
Right.
You know what I mean? Obviously, I'm exaggerating, but, I mean,
but well, you,
2-1.
You can't do the quick hitter from the shotgun. You know, even if you just hand it off, you're
exactly.
giving them time. You're giving them the time to react to what you're doing. Whereas if you snap it under center, it's a lot harder to read the play. And people, they tend to commit. They draw in first to stop the run. And then the play action actually works. So that's what I would like to see is when he gets down inside the five on those shorts for him to go up under center and not sit in the shotgun.
Right, and the momentum of the running back is already going towards the line as opposed to in shotgun. You have to wait till the snap gets to Cam, and then he's got to hand it off. Like you said, you're giving him more time to do that. The momentum of the running back
the
is already going towards the ball.
Yeah.
Right, yes, exactly.
He's running the read option from the 3-yard line. It's like,
maybe we are offensive coordinators. I don't know. We just don't know it yet.
If I'd only buy Game Pass, quit doing everything else I love in life, I could be one. I know I can. But
I got my all 22. I'm looking at it.
I got my all 22. Do you have all 22?
That's a negative, Ghost Rider. I do not.
Don't do it, Maverick.
Oh, here's good news. The Vikings and the Seahawks play each other on December 10th, Monday night. So that's two teams are competing with. Somebody's got to lose. I like that. And the Rams are at Chicago. It should be a good game.
I think the Hawks have to play the Bears, too, don't they? Or no, they already lost to the Bears. That's right.
And look at the Bears this year, man. I mean, who would have guessed all this, that, you know, Khalil Mack would make such a big difference to their defense?
He's a monster, isn't he?
I mean, his stat-wise, he's kind of dropped off a little bit, but teams are scheming for him now. And
that's wise. That's very wise.
And so, but that helps the rest of the defense. Oh, yeah. And then let's see, December 17th, Monday night showdown at the Vault against the Saints. We just hope we make a good game of it. Oh, well, actually, this will be the one where
No, that's at the Panthers, ain't it?
Yeah, that's at the Vault, yeah. Yeah, as it's called now. Yeah.
I did not know that. When did that happen?
They start calling it the Vault?
Yeah.
I don't know. A few people have, but then I've noticed that it's really picked up steam, and I've been heard on the broadcast, the Vault. So I think they should run with it and put some type of bank motif on the front or something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Very funny.
Welcome to the Vault. Yeah, what am I saying? That's where we're going to keep our win streak going, having to be our third win in a row. So.
I wonder if we could get David Tepper to dress up like Scrooge McDuck. If we're going to call it the Vault.
Scrooge McDuck.
Well, knows, if anybody...
Knowing him, he probably would.
Yeah, he probably would. But if anybody could get access to him, it'd be Goose. So... You got all these autographs and stuff like that. Like, hey, this is my credentials.
Yep.
I need,
well, I've already
I need to dress up like Scrooge.
I have talked to David Tepper.
Yep.
But he wouldn't do an interview.
Be clever.
And your 401k went up about 10%, I'm sure. As soon as you shook his hand.
He seems like a pretty cool guy.
He does. He just seems down to earth.
I'm even on the video that Panthers made at training camp. Because you see somebody stick their arm out and he shakes their hand, and that's my hand. Can't see the body. But I'd already talked to Spirit.
I didn't know you dressed up in a Panther costume. Who are you, Sir Purr?
Yep, your body got left on the cutting room floor.
Yep. Now I got to get
y'all at the draft, though, for real.
My wife has already told me I got to get rid of a couple of my jerseys, taking up too much room in the closet.
Well, I'll tell you what, though, before that, when the Panthers go to the Super Bowl in Atlanta, we're all going to go tailgate it. We won't be able to get tickets, but we'll tailgate the hell out of it.
I'd be more likely to want to see the Panthers play in London than I'd want to go to a Super Bowl, because you can see the Super Bowl better from the home.
Well, that's true.
Yeah. You get to make your own food and stuff like that.
Oh, that's a tailgate, though, too. Just, and...
I wonder what you have tailgate over in London.
Fish and chips. Called London.
Beet pies. Never mind, I don't want to go over there.
Beet pies. Fox stickers, yeah.
Oh, you know, I used to work with a company called Cisco. I used to be in sales at Cisco. You used to go around to restaurants and sell food to them and stuff like that. I used to sell these pot stickers. Oh my gosh, they were so good. You doing just right, man? So good.
I saw some of those in the frozen food section the other day, and I was like, pot stickers? Why you had those at 8? I'm not sure it's been long enough, though. So that was one of those local cuisines that I had when I was up in Milwaukee, and they had like some dumplings, and they called it pot stickers, but that was like some of the blandest shit I've ever put in my mouth.
You ever had pork wings?
No, what is that?
Oh god, man, it's almost yeah, pork wing. It's basically a bone, and then it's got a big old slab of a pork on it. Probably, well, or 3.5 to 5 ounce is what
kind
it is.
Kind of like a lamb chop.
Usually, like, yeah, I cannot tell you how amazing they are. I used to sell them to sports bars, stuff like that. Those
oh,
really
like
good.
Frozen? Okay, I was going to say it sounded...
You get any rhubarb pie while you were up there?
Some rhubarb.
Rhubarb pie while you were up there.
Rhubarb pie, no. Isn't that a vegetable?
It is.
That's kind of like sweet potato pie. It's like,
you strip the leaves off, sort of use the stem.
I'll pass on that. Well, Y'all have 5 minutes already.
I've got a lot of experience on some food. working with chefs and sous chefs and culinary masterminds.
I love some good food.
Yeah.
Got the table muscle. Yep. That's what my brother-in-law always called it.
I do too.
Oh, shit. Well, let's see. We got 5 minutes left here. I don't think a line's even come out yet for the Panthers game. What do y'all think? Yeah, there's probably a line out. What am I saying? That's right. I saw they're -3.5. It's like they're about to give us that 3.5 because they just seem to know that we're going to lose by 3. Or win by 3, I mean. See? Going to win by 3.
I'm saying 38-17 right now. Panthers way.
Panthers just roll, huh?
38-17.
All right. What do you think, GC?
I think it's going to be a pitiful performance by both defenses. So it's probably going to be a high-scoring game, I think.
Yeah, we're -3.5.
Again, in the end zone, we need to kick a field goal.
56.5.
There you go.
Just pretty high.
Over-under is 56.5? Wow.
Yeah. Yeah, they're not expecting a lot of defense in this one either.
27.
We just put 57. With the Seahawks, who aren't exactly an offensive juggernaut, just we put up 57 with them.
Yeah. Well, my 38-17 sounds pretty close. I mean, that's 55.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. I think they're going to put up 30 on us. We just have to beat them 34-30 or some shit like that.
That's at 27-32.
27-32. We lose?
No. I'm not going to be first to lose.
So is that Graham Gano missing 3 extra points? The 32?
No, we go for a 2-point on each one of them.
Yeah. Yeah.
Graham's on the sideline.
Yep. Score 6 touchdowns, but it's only 36 points. Yeah.
Graham's sitting right next to Heineke.
Yeah. Graham misses the first 3 extra points he tries. Then Rivera gives up on the next 3, and they get stuffed all 3 times. Lose 37-36.
You're wrong. You're wrong, GC. Graham's over there by Surfer.
Sorry about Surfer.
Surfer.
Yeah, I like the over as well. And yeah, I'm thinking like a 33-30, something like that. Graham Gano kicks 18 field goals.
Watch it be one of those games where he does have like 3-5. It's entirely possible. We can't rule it out.
Yeah. His confidence is shook. He's all shook at this point. So,
you don't know though. He might get it. He might get fired up for playing against Jameis. You know, they're both Florida State alumni. Goes out there. Kicks a field goal and yells over to Jameis, "I might suck, but I'm better than you."
You think he's going to yell that? I'm on her butt. I mean,
hey, crab legs. I just kicked that one, buddy.
It's like, I don't need friends. If I got friends like you, I don't need enemies.
That was a good one, though. That was a good one. I have to. All right, guys. We are out of time. So I guess it's time to get off the puck.
Off the lid.
Say for the Panthers. You say that for the Panthers too.
Time to get,
or get,
shit
off the
or get off the pot. Yeah.
That's right. All right, thanks for having me, guys.
You gonna be able to make next week?
I think so. We're negative Ghost Rider.
Negative Ghost Rider.
Yeah.
Well, you can catch us on the retape there on the download. That's it. Catch us on the download.
I will. Yeah, y'all be good, man. Keep pounding.
All right, man. All right.
Night, guys.
Night.
All right,
night.
Later.